from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
All right, welcome back. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary here on WGR. It's Give 716 Day here on July 16th. All right, we're in the 7 o'clock hour, so trusted nurse staffing for this hour. And they'll have a $10,000 matching donation. You can go over to give716.org. And the counter, as we have 16 hours left in Give 716 Day, is at $399,000. So if you go to the site, scroll down just a little bit, and right there, actually right at the top, too, is the Donate Now button if you want to donate today. So last night, did you watch any of the Home Run Derby? Did you ever watch the Home Run Derby?
Yeah.
I would say
I watched the end of the first round, and then I was tired and I went to bed.
There was a couple years where I was really into it. Like peak Josh Hamilton at the Home Run Derby.
Mm-hmm.
Who else would have been winning then? Prince Fielder? Maybe? Like that's when I would have been into it. Chris Berman saying back 100 times.
Yep.
Yeah, that would have been when I was really into the Derby.
Listen, I was into it yesterday because, as you know, I'm a Royals fan, and Bobby Witt Jr. is my favorite player in baseball right now, and you know, he almost won it. It would have been awesome if he won it.
Yep. I don't even honestly know who won it. Who won it?
He was in the finals against
Teoscar Hernandez. Yeah, former Blue
Hernandez.
Jay.
Yeah, Hernandez okay. ended up winning.
I was more focused on, of course, what happened before the Home Run Derby. But
yes, of course.
I did see a lot of complaining about the Derby. Is it like the dunk contest where everyone wants it to be as good as it was when they grew up doing it, and it's just not.
Yeah,
I saw complaints ESPN wasn't even showing some of the home runs. That, like, they would be showing, like, a replay, or they'd be showing, like, the one ball traveling while they missed the hit on the next one. So, I don't know. ESPN also missed the cup getting raised about a couple weeks ago, so it wouldn't be the most surprising thing, I guess, given the last couple weeks. The big headlines of the Home Run Derby, though, is what happened before the Home Run Derby. Country artist Ingrid Andress did the national anthem, and there have been some bad national anthems, right? There have been Roseanne Barr, right? There was Carl Lewis, Fergie. I saw everyone, like, you can stand down now, Fergie. Like, you're no longer, you know, the worst, at least in our recent memory. Because the one yesterday is now being declared as maybe the worst national anthem. we've ever heard. So let's play it. If you missed the national anthem yesterday, here was Ingrid Endress with the national anthem before the Derby.
Oh, say does that star spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free? And the
Nate couldn't even open his eyes. Nate couldn't even open his eyes. Is that was the first time you heard that part of it? You were listening to clips in the break. I know.
Oh, that was so cringe.
That was that only hurt. A part of it that from yesterday.
Yeah, I feel me. Like that's the worst part of it, to be honest. Because she
it's
whispers,
definitely the worst part.
She whispers Star Spangled, and everyone else is like singing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Holy cow. That was a disaster. That's as bad as it gets. Yeah.
I think it might be the worst. It might be the worst all time. It really might be the worst of all time. It's bad. I've heard songs of hers before, and like I've never not liked her songs before. Like, she's not like a major country artist. Like, she's not like headlining her own, you know, concerts at like Darien Lake or anything. But she's been on country music radio, and her songs have been fine. So I'm seeing that she's doing the anthem, and I'm thinking like, what happened here? And then you hear it like, oh, that's what happened here. I think it's absolutely on the Mount Rushmore of worst anthems of all time. We have some other worst anthems of all time to play. Who do we got next? Is Ingrid Andress's anthem worse than?
Carl Lewis.
Carl Lewis. Let's hear Carl Lewis.
And the Rockets, they play. Uh-oh. The bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night. That a black was still there.
Carl Lewis at the 1993 NBA All-Star Game.
He kind of saved
he
it at the
end. He forgot the words, which... He forgot the words, his voice crack.
He's like, oh, crap.
Yeah.
That was bad. Sorry, guys. That was bad.
Yeah. He says, uh-oh.
Yeah. Oh, uh-oh.
He called himself out, which actually I can respect a little bit. Like, okay, you kind of like, hold on a second, I got this. But he did either forget the words or his voice cracked or both happened at the same time. That's pretty bad. All right, is Ingrid Andress worse than that?
Yes.
Okay, worse than Carl Lewis. Yes. Who's our next nominee for the worst Roseanne national anthem Barr in sports history? Okay. Roseanne Barr. Okay, Roseanne Barr. All right, 1990 Padres game. Roseanne Barr. Is Ingrid Andress worse than that?
Yeah, because it just feels like that's
Roseanne being Roseanne.
Yeah, like that's just
yeah. She's doing it not maybe on purpose. Whereas yeah. Ingrid Andress probably thinks she's doing a great job or is trying her best at least at it. I won't put her above Roseanne. I will put her above Roseanne yeah. Barr is worse. Yeah. What do we have? One more nominee?
Yes, we have the end-all, be-all of nominees.
Ooh. Okay,
Fergie.
Oh,
Fergie
God.
At the
oh,
2018
man.
NBA All-Star Game, I believe.
Gave proof through the night that a flag was still there. Oh, say,
yikes. Isn't that just Fergie being Fergie, though? Again,
I think
kinda
that's
like Roseanne?
Also, it's funny because, like, you ever have, like, something you listen to and you can imagine, you can see the moment it's happening in real time. Like, I'm seeing the Steph Curry, where Steph Curry's just like literally can't hold it back anymore and just starts laughing. Clay Thompson's there, like, covering. Yes. Like, you have NBA players actively trying not to laugh as the camera's panning to them at the perfect moment.
That happened last night with Alec Baum, right from the Phillies. Or Alec Bohm, excuse me, I think it's Baum. He was trying not to laugh. Like, he was making a face they showed on camera during the anthem. You're right about the Fergie one, though. Like, it's like they're trying to search for a player that's not making a face.
Right.
And they keep panning to different players, and it's
they're
like
trying to normalize it. They're trying to find someone who's really just enjoying it, and every single
Jimmy
person.
They panned to Jimmy Kimmel at once, and he's like smiling and like clapping towards the end, and I'm like, come on, man. Like,
yeah. All right, one more time. Let's play last night's. Is this worse than all the other ones we just played? Worse than Carl Lewis? Worse than Roseanne Barr? Worse than who did we just play?
Fergie.
Thank you. Is Ingrid Andress from last night worse than all of those?
Oh, say does that star sprinkle?
Okay, it's the worst. No, it's the worst.
It's not close.
Number one, declare it.
It's just not close.
That's the worst one. It's gotta be. The way she holds the note on Land of the Free, it's over. That's it. That's when she took it. That is Jordan hitting the shot against Utah to win the that is GOAT status right there.
I feel uncomfortable.
She holds that note and then immediately like. Home of the Brave, and then like ends the song. It's like jarring.
Yeah. Man. That was pretty bad. As I mentioned, like she's not like can we bring up like a song of hers, Josh? Like she's not, you know, but wouldn't that be all of these people, right? Like Fergie and whatnot. Like all of these people would sound normal when they're recording. Sure, I know people that have seen her live, and I've never heard complaints about her live, but yeah, that one was not at all what she sounds like on the radio. I could tell you that for sure. You can probably hear her songs over on The Wolf today at some point. She's going to get... This is where the test is going to be for is all PR good PR?
Mm.
Because... Isn't her downloads and searches going to go up like a billion percent today? Wouldn't you think?
Yes.
Like, oh, I don't know who this is.
Maybe more. Yeah.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here, play. You got your song.
This is her most listened to song on Spotify.
Okay. Nate, you tell me if you think this would, if you would ever thought this was the same person.
Okay.
I can't wait to show you where I grew up. Walk you around the foothills.
Does it sound like the same person?
We gotta get something live.
Yeah, that's
true. They could make me sound like this.
How true is that?
They could.
How true is that? Can they make anybody? I mean, now with like AI songs now, right? That like tools that can do that.
There's something out there that can make me sound really good.
You think we could put together some auto-tune. Nate Geary? Single track
we've got
that sounds like that good.
I'll be back Thursday if you need me in the meantime. I Bruce Nolan and I can pull up some he can produce it for me.
Okay.
I can do the national anthem. Should I do the national anthem?
I think we should have Nate sing the national anthem. Yeah. And see if can we get it to like studio quality like that though.
I'll talk to Bruce Nolan.
I think we should have Nate sing the national anthem. Or not have Nate sing it live, but can we get it right? The test is, can it sound that good?
We have to do
how far along have our capabilities really gone with this stuff?
If that's the case, we have to hear what it was before it was produced.
That's fine.
That's true, too.
That's fine.
That's true. Do you want to do it right now?
Not particularly.
Okay, that's fine. Maybe if we have a recorded version, then we'll have him.
I'll work on it tomorrow.
Right. He's got to stretch the vocal cord.
That's right. I have some practice that I need to do first.
A little bit.
Early. It's a little early for the national anthem, if I'm being honest.
7:15.
Would this be the earliest that the national anthem has ever been sung on Eastern Standard Time?
No, we would do the Pledge of Allegiance in school.
Yeah.
Didn't we? Like elementary school. Did we do the National
Not
Anthem
the natty.
Also?
No, we never did the Natty.
The Natty.
Wait, didn't they do it during Flag Day? Didn't you guys ever do that? You'd all go outside and like they'd raise the flag.
But at 7:15?
Flag Day.
I mean, I'm thinking.
When is Flag Day? Isn't Flag Day in June? I don't even know when Flag Day is.
I'm just saying it would be the earliest the national anthem's ever been.
June
ever
14th.
Been yeah, well, right. I think I was usually done by then. June 14th.
Yeah.
I think I was out of school. By
I remember distinctly in elementary school one year. We had like people from like the American Legion and we did like a whole thing.
Yeah.
I don't know.
No, I think and they would sing the national anthem.
But we're talking like 9 a.m.
I don't remember if they sang.
We're talking 9 a.m.
Yeah, 7:15. I think 7:15 is even earlier than that. 803-0550 is the phone number. If anyone's got a nominee out there for the worst national anthem ever that we missed, I saw Scott Spratt again was recommended a couple of times.
Well, there was one guy though that like messed up like all the words. It was for like a minor league baseball game, and he like got all the words out of order.
I was at a Sabre game last year. There is. You might think like when they're singing like that and they're missing notes or it sounds bad. Like last night, you might think that's bad. I'm more uncomfortable when the words get forgotten.
Mm.
I was at a Sabre game last year where whoever was doing the anthem forgot the words and started, like, for at least 10 seconds, was not, like, on the script. And my being uncomfortable was, oh no, please let this person find their way back to the right lyrics.
Like you're rooting for them to find that. Yeah.
Because what happened, eventually you start running out of words, right? Like you're off the beaten path and what do I say next? Because now I don't know you don't want it to stop dead, but they eventually found their way back to the right path. They veered from it and then found their way back. But I think forgetting the words is even more uncomfortable as a watcher or as a listener. Bills rookies reporting to training camp today. Keon Coleman, Cole Bishop, of course, are going to be the two headliners. Coleman especially. We've talked plenty about Coleman. Are you betting on him to succeed right now?
Yeah.
What degree? Like, what's a good result? What's a good result? I asked a couple weeks ago, like, would you take him being Gabe Davis? And most fans said no. Gabe Davis, and that's for his career, not necessarily for this season.
I think I would.
You would take him being Gabe Davis?
I think so.
I might also say yes right now because I am not someone that's coming from a very high point on him. I did not like him as a prospect at all. And the more I've heard some people that dig on the film, Doug Farrar's one, like, okay, there could be a real player in here. But, man, the speed worries me. The speed, the separation ability really, really worries me. So, and Bean made a comment last month that kind of lended itself to, I don't know, is there going to be an adjusting period for him because maybe he wasn't asked to do everything at Florida State? I saw Matt Harmon. I wanted to get to this. Matt Harmon wrote yesterday, our favorite wide receiver analyst from Yahoo and Reception Perception. He wrote about the Bills' core yesterday and went through them player by player. And he pointed out something that I think a lot of people are pointing out, which is that the way the Bills plan to use Coleman is probably not what he's best suited to do.
Mm-hmm. That's sort of been his talking point all along.
That they plan on him playing the X.
Yep.
And he might be more in line or might be more better off playing a big slot role. Matt Waldman was on the show yesterday, was on Chopin the Bulldog yesterday. And Matt Waldman, who really likes Coleman, who do you compare Coleman to? Anquan Boldin. He's not tall, but he was a physical slot receiver, right? That was Anquan Boldin. Tough hands, right? And Bean said they plan to play him out on the X. One thing that Harmon wrote about the Bills and the way their receiving core is set up right now that he actually thinks could work, that is an interesting theory or plan of attack. Harmon writes, because they don't really have a true X anywhere on the roster, like Coleman, if you're a believer that Coleman is not best suited to play the position he's about to play, and Curtis Samuel is not an X receiver. X receiver, by the way, like you're lined right up on the line of scrimmage against a corner.
Mm-hmm.
You're on the line. And that's what Gabe Davis did most of the time the last 2 years. Samuel's not doing that. Shakir is not somebody who does that.
Right.
I mean, I guess MVS is, but how much do you want him on the field? Not every play. And Claypool is a little bit of this too, but more of your depth guys are more natural fits for that position. What Harmon wrote about was the idea of the X receiver for the Bills almost being like a sacrificial lamb. That position, the sacrificial X receiver, he called it, as a theory that he's seen a little bit of in the league, that he's seen work in the league, but nobody's really done it a lot. Like, most teams throw the ball to whoever that player is, and they throw it to that player a lot. And what Harmon kind of got to was, why don't you split up slot and Z roles? Z is the other outside receiver off mm-hmm. the line. Split those two roles evenly between your top three guys, Coleman, Shakir, and Curtis Samuel. And then have a sacrificial X. You always have either Mac Hollins
or MVS,
yeah, or Chase Claypool out there, and that guy will be fourth on the team in targets, but he'll play more snaps.
Like Gabe, Gabe Davis played every snap, pretty much.
It's kind of what he was at the end of the season,
yeah,
wasn't he?
He was essentially a decoy.
Right. And that's what Harmon says. Like, even though that guy isn't going to be catching the football very often, he still can make an impact between blocking and what you just said, like decoy, push the ball, push the defense down the field. Have him run a deep route every play. Or something down the field every play, just to make them have to defend it. And know that, okay, we're not going to throw this very often. You might just need it to work once in a while, though. That's the key. You just need once in a while to have those MVSs, those Claypools, those Mac Hollins be able to catch something down the field, because otherwise defenses won't respect it. So that was kind of an interesting way of looking at their receiving corps. That's how you get the most out of Coleman. You don't play him at the X and just line him up and have him be basically this decoy we're talking about all season long, because then he won't put up any numbers. And then he won't develop as a route runner or as a pass catcher. But have him split the role with Samuel and Shakir, and you are going to play one of these veteran types more often than you think you are. They just won't, you know, it'll be empty carbs, basically, for like an MVS type. I think it makes a lot of sense. And it lends itself a little bit to, all right, there's a role maybe to be carved out here for one of these veteran players. Like, wouldn't you think one of them is going to play a good amount this year on offense between the MVS and the Mac Hollins types?
I would think it's almost got to be MVS. I think he's the one guy that has like the thing that they don't have. He's just a straight line, okay, go down the field, and he can beat guys downfield and be the vertical threat.
Is that assuming Claypool doesn't make the team, though?
Yeah, I don't think Claypool's making the team. I don't think he's got a shot now.
If he does, isn't he also that? As much as MVS is? I don't think he's developed much anywhere else in his game. Isn't he the guy that I'm just going to outrun you at this point in his career? Maybe, yes. Maybe like Davis, though, like not in 4.2 speed ways, but bigger body type, longer strides.
He's always
those
I mean,
were
really,
his plays at Pittsburgh
and same in Green Bay. In Green Bay, at
who?
In
oh, MVS. I'm talking about Claypool.
Oh, Claypool.
Claypool became that in Pittsburgh a little bit, but I think that might have been by circumstance because he didn't develop anything else in his game. So it was like, okay, you're our downfield threat because that's really the only thing you can do for us, and he did it. Like Roethlisberger would just chuck him up.
Yeah.
These 30-yard ducks.
But doesn't it feels like he is older than he is.
Who, Claypool?
Yeah, he seems like he's aged.
How old is he?
Poorly. I mean, he's like in his fifth season or something.
Yeah, I think that's right. Yeah, he's 26.
Yeah, he plays like he's 30.
I mean,
no offense to you. I'm 32, no offense to you.
If he keeps his head on straight, it's him versus Justin Shorter for that sixth spot versus Tyrell Shavers versus all the other guys that are on the team. KJ Hamler. 803-0550 is the phone number. That Matt Harmon piece was really good. Broke down all the Bills receivers. I like what he wrote about Shakir. He said, different than Cole Beasley. I see Shakir as a slot mostly, but not a slot only player. Sounds fair, right? I don't see him do a lot outside, but he does go out there once in a while. And very big in Kincaid as well, so good stuff from Matt Harmon at Yahoo. 803-0550 is the phone number. If you got a thought on was last night the worst national anthem that we have ever seen? Because I think we might have just determined that it is. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, it's Give 716 Day, give716.org if you want to donate. This hour, Trust and Nurse Staffing matching $10,000 donations. Next hour, stay tuned because Bill's preseason tickets will be on the table for you. That's coming up next hour. Stay tuned.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them. Yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
This is WGR.
The upside, I think, could be that he could be a viable third receiver in your for this year in terms of production overall. And I think long term he has a shot to be, I would say, more of an Anquan Boldin type of player who may be better off as your wide receiver too, but can give you wide receiver one production on a regular basis.
That was the previously mentioned clip from Matt Waldman. Football guys on Kincaid, and that was him on Coleman, as an Anquan Boldin type. Do you have a comparison that comes to mind for him that you've liked the most? Coleman to... He's a little unique, right? Because he's like contested catch guy that ran a really slow 40, but also is also...
Ran the fastest.
Gauntlet drill.
Yep.
And he's also seen as a yak guy, right? He did punt returns.
Yep.
Boldin might not be bad. The thing missing is the height and the jump, the jump over people. But everything else kind of works there, I think.
Jeff Samardzija.
I don't know. I don't even know who that is.
You know who Jeff Samardzija is?
Jeff Samardzija.
Josh. Jeff Samardzija. You know Jeff Samardzija, right? Neither of you guys know Jeff Samardzija.
No.
Former Notre Dame wide receiver.
Of course, it's a Notre Dame player. What's he think
with
I am?
Brady Quinn. He was Brady Quinn's number one wide receiver.
These Notre Dame fans out here. Great, college football season's back. The video game.
Was
I'm
expected
the Notre
to be
Dame
a
fans in my face again, thinking everybody knows everything about Notre Dame.
Was expected to be a first round pick. Decided to play baseball instead. And
when?
Was a starting pitcher for the Giants for 10 years.
When? Like the 60s?
No, like 10 years ago.
Like the
not that long ago.
10 years ago?
He played with
Brady
Quinn.
He played baseball from 2008 to 2022.
No, he had a nice
or
long career.
I'm sorry. 2020.
Yeah.
Okay. So you just compared Keon Coleman to a San Francisco Giants pitcher.
Yeah.
All right. That's where we went.
He played two sports.
Yeah, Coleman's out here bowling and golfing, I guess.
He played basketball at Michigan State.
He played basketball at Michigan State, right? That probably should have been mentioned second before golfing. Bowling for him.
Probably.
803-0550 is the phone number. We're also having some fun with the bad national anthems. Jeremy and DePew's got a story on that. What's up, Jeremy?
Hi, guys. How are we doing today?
Good. Morning.
This is going back, we'll just say many years, a high school football game. I couldn't have been more than 10 years old was singing the national anthem. But behind the football field, there was this dog, like, rehab sanctuary. And this poor little girl, she's trying to sing the national anthem, and through the whole thing, all you hear is the dogs just barking and howling and jumping around. It was horrible. Couldn't hear the whole national anthem.
Yeah, because the dogs were all barking and howling?
Oh yeah. Oddly enough, it sounded a lot better than Roseanne Barr.
I wouldn't say that's oddly enough. I think that's probably was almost expected. Yeah.
Yeah. Thanks, Jeremy, for the call. Dogs barking in the background. Would be tough. Why don't you have the dogs do it? Hey, can you have dogs bark the national anthem? How hard
you'd
would
have
that
to
be?
AI that. You'd have to AI that.
Yeah, we're about to get a lot of AI stuff like that. Anyways, 803-0550 is the phone number if you want to get in. The Bills preseason is also, by the way, less than a month away. Like we're 24 days, I think, from Bills and Bears. Let me make an argument here. You tell me if you think this is fair or foul. I think we're about to enter the most interesting Bills preseason, non-quarterback competition, maybe ever.
No question.
How about in my lifetime? In my lifetime, if they're without a quarterback competition, I mean, this preseason, we get, I think, a really interesting preseason for the receivers, of course. Who's going to start? Where are guys lining up? Like we're so unknown on all of that that it's going to be curious to see anything in terms of information we get. The kickoff rules, right? It'll be our first chance to see the kickoffs.
Yep.
And we think that's going to be
interesting.
Yeah, Sumer Sports did a whole breakdown evaluating every XFL kickoff return in the last couple of years and how often teams are returning it. And it's basically every time. It's like if a team doesn't return it, like something weird happened. Like the kicker like missed the ball or the returner slipped and decided, okay, now I'm going to kneel it. Like if they could do it, they were always going to be returning it. So kickoffs will be interesting in the preseason. And also, you get in your first preseason game, you get Caleb Williams, and that's pretty good.
Yeah.
What do you want in the preseason? I don't need the veteran quarterbacks. I often don't even play. Don't you want the rookies? Don't you want the young quarterback that nobody's seen yet in the NFL? To me, like Caleb Williams would be the number one quarterback I'd want to see the Bills play in the preseason because I expect he'd play more than any of the veteran guys. And I haven't seen him before, and I think he could probably play longer into the game. You get a Dunsay in that game as well. So I'm fired up for this Bills preseason as much as any. And of course, I think the number one of all that, kickoffs is going to be cool, and we'll be curious, and quarterback on the other side will be interesting. But Coleman is going to be number one training camp, eyes on, preseason, same thing. And part of it goes back to where we kind of started the segment. Like, what's a good comparison for him? What's a good... Name me a player that is like this. Slower 40 time, Not going to beat you straight ahead, but yak, contested catch, zone coverage, slot guy, big slot that maybe we'll see if he could develop into an X. Nate just went to a Giants pitcher.
Yeah, sorry.
I mean,
about
there's
that.
there's not a lot
of a deep cut.
Names that come right to mind for this for me. You know, like I saw someone compare him to Metcalf a week ago, and I'm like, that is not it. I think there could be a point to be made about Metcalf that is Metcalf fell in his draft because he had a couple of severe limitations.
Yes, and there was injury concerns.
But his side-to-side quickness was just, I mean, the three-cone drill?
Yep.
It was Spencer Brown ran a faster three-cone drill than DK Metcalf did. But is he maybe a little bit of evidence of Seattle took him and said, okay, this, and this is a weakness of his. We're not going to ever have him do that stuff.
Yeah, right.
We're going to focus on what he does great. He's a vertical threat. He's a freak athlete, straight ahead speed. We're going to focus on these four or five routes, these types of passes, this role, and we're going to only have him do what he's great at. And he's developed into a very good number one wide receiver. Not like the best, but one of them. And that the Bills, I think, will be tasked with a similar challenge with Coleman. Can you work around his weaknesses? Can you work around, 4-6 40 time? Hey, separation problems. A little bit of raw as a route runner. But I wonder, are those problems you can overcome? Because how would you overcome them? Well, okay, you're going to have to be an amazing jump ball catcher. You're going to have to always come down with the football in contested catch situations. And if they're going to be running screens and shorter routes, you know, maybe even like your Michael Thomas slants over the middle, maybe that will be a little bit of Coleman as well. I think they could go a bunch of different ways on how to use him, whether that's the X like they talked about, the slot, yards after catch guy, and kind of like Seattle figured out with Metcalf, we've put his weaknesses over to the side, we figured out how to eliminate those and not have them come up in the game. The Bills will have to do the same thing with Coleman. So Joe Brady time for that.
Derek Klassen of Bleacher Report has his pro comparison as Allen Robinson.
For Keon Coleman? That's not bad, right? Wouldn't everyone in a heartbeat take Allen Robinson for
him? I think early Allen Robinson. The recent version hasn't been very good.
Yeah, he definitely fell off at the end here. That tends to happen, though, to the slower big receivers, doesn't it?
Yeah, the fall-off happening quick.
Yeah. I mean, Robinson's only 30.
Yeah, he's
Diggs' age.
He's been done for, what, 4 years?
Man, his last three seasons, 400 yards, 330 yards, 280 yards is his last 3 years.
I have a very good comparison that will make people mad.
For Coleman?
Yeah.
That'll make people mad?
Yeah.
What is this going to be? Justin Hunter.
Isaiah Hodgins.
That's not necessarily what I love hearing.
Right. That's what I say. It's going to make you mad.
Yeah.
Because he was, what, a six-round pick?
Who had that? You're coming up with that one, or someone has
it? No, that was on Fantasy Pros.
Okay. Isaiah Hodgins.
Colin Johnson and Isaiah Hodgins. Most similar players.
Okay. I'm not going to lie, I am mentally bracing for it to crash and burn.
Mike Evans is another one.
That's a very different level of play.
Drake London.
Okay.
I don't mind the Drake London comparison.
That's not bad. Drake London, though, is like an expert route runner.
Yes.
And
very good route runner.
That is why I'm going to probably be hard on Coleman above the pack. I'm mentally bracing for it to not work because of that. I don't know how successful you can be in the National Football League in today's game if your problem is route running and separating. It's tough. It's so tough to overcome that. And so many examples of rookies that have been drafted in the last couple of years in the first or second round where that's the thing that you've got to overcome. Like, those are the guys that often bust. Right, yeah. N'Keal Harry comes to mind.
Oof.
Yeah. That was a guy that everyone said couldn't separate. Treylon Burks, everyone said. The thing about him is you're going to have to work on the route running because he's not a good separator.
Yeah.
And we're 3 years in and the Titans are talking about playing him as a gunner. Just, I think he's got to get better at it. I don't know if his weakness is something that you can, like Metcalf I mentioned earlier, like his weakness is you could put over to the side and focus on what he's good at. Coleman's, I don't know. I'm worried about it. Worried about it because of what the weakness is. I think he's got to become a better route runner. I think it's got to happen. 803-0550, Mark in Miami's next. What's up, Mark?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I was thinking about old Bill, Eric Moon, being like the same sort of, they moved a little bit, they glide, good hands, good athletes. You know, when Moon came out, he had some question marks, but turned into all-pro receiver. So I think you look at them, look at their highlights and the way they play, they look similar to me. You guys probably don't remember him, but...
Who was the player again?
Eric Moulds, ex-Bill.
Yeah.
Wide receiver, about 12 years in the league.
I would have watched... I missed you say Moulds. I heard Eric. Moulds, I saw in the last maybe 4 years of his career. Like, I remember him with Bledsoe, but not with, like, Flutie and Rob Johnson. Moulds, though, like, what wasn't Moulds just running past people down the field?
He was a freak athlete.
Right? Like,
freak athlete.
Well, we'll see on Coleman. Coleman's a good athlete. But speed is going to be a real question here. How much is the 40 time? The 40-yard dash is going to be on trial here locally. Because he ran a slow 40. And if he can play fast, like they're talking, then I think forever we'll always now take the 40-yard dash with a massive grain of salt if we don't already. Which I think we do already to some extent. But if the games start and he doesn't look like he's running away from anybody, I mean, we'll go right to it. We'll go right to, well, that's what happens when you draft a guy who ran a 4.65. So we'll see.
Yeah, I just think there are so many examples of guys at the receiver position that are able to overcome the speed concerns.
Yeah.
And an enormous amount of examples of guys that are speed guys that it doesn't translate. Because, like, I think, like, obviously, this is cherry picking, but the Darius Hayward Bay, right? I mean, ran the fastest 40 time in combine history, gets drafted in the first round, way overdrafted, and Dever ends up really materializing into any real credible, NFL career.
Yep.
So it goes both ways, but I would say there are more examples of guys that run slower 40 times that turn into really great receivers at the NFL level.
803-0550 is the phone number. Anthony, if you stay on hold, we'll get to you when we come back. We've got Greg Thompson coming up at 8 a.m. We'll talk with Chris Brown in the 8 o'clock hour as well. It's Give716 Day, give716.org if you want to donate. We have crossed the $400,000 threshold, so come on, let's get to $500,000 at least by the end of the show. If not, we'll see. Maybe by the 9 o'clock hour. Give716.org if you want to donate here on Give716 Day. Anthony, stay on hold. We'll get to you when we come back. It's Joe DiBiase, Nate Geary here on WGR. Give716 Day, head over to give716.org to donate. Got some Bills preseason tickets available to some donators next hour. 803-0550, the phone number. Anthony in Buffalo next up. What's up, Anthony?
Good morning, guys. just before my comment, 40 dash isn't, who I think of mostly about who had a super fast time that can't make in the league. Is that John Ross? I don't know, is that from Cincinnati?
That was the
Bengal
guy that had the record, yep. Had the record.
Yes. Okay. So, so the 40 time for me isn't a big deal. However, Deion Coleman, wasn't this a guy that Josh Allen, after, Prescott, didn't they say Josh had a hand in who he wanted to have as his wide receiver?
There was some talk of that. Yep. There was some talk of, Coleman was a guy Allen wanted. I don't know if he was the only guy, though. I mean, Allen did a podcast before the draft where he listed like six guys. So he might have wanted like any of them. So
I'm curious. Do you know any of the six? He didn't have Xavier Worthy on there.
I don't remember. I'd have to go back and see the clip. I do not remember. But sure, I think Allen would have had a say in it. Do you want him to have the whole say is a good question, too. I don't know what the right answer is to that. I think he should have a part of the decision, just not the whole decision. He also said he wanted Kincaid last year. So, you know, you want to give Allen what he wants. Do you want to give him everything he wants? There are probably some things Allen needs that you just have to, you know, force upon him. Hey, like these quick passes, we're going to give you this type of player that you don't like this type of pass, but we're going to give you this quick hitter guy because we need to have a guy like that. I did something I've never done yesterday for the first time.
What you got?
I've done yoga before.
Oh.
Have you done yoga?
I have.
Have you ever done hot yoga?
I've never done hot yoga, no.
Hot yoga, I learned yesterday. I did it for the first time. It's literally just yoga in a 95-degree room.
Yeah. Yeah, it does not really appeal to me.
There's a fireplace in this room that is just on full blast. All the doors and windows are closed, and it's just regular yoga. Like, it's nothing crazy. You know, the poses, right? Stances, whatever, are all the same. But you're sweating profusely because it's like a furnace in there. It's a furnace in there.
The heat is supposed to allow you to loosen up. And stretch.
That's the theory.
Oh,
right?
So like, it's like extra stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do think that was probably achieved. It was just, you know, you don't even focus on that because I'm just pouring sweat. Because, again, it's 95 degrees in this room. It's crazy. Crazy. Did that for the first time yesterday. I find it's helping my golf game a little bit. Getting more flexible.
Yes, it should.
It should, right?
It absolutely should, yeah.
Get more torque, get more rotation. I got a tournament later in the week. I gotta be ready for it. I need to practice. You know what I need to do? How quickly can someone fix their chipping? Can I watch 3 YouTube videos?
I've been trying all summer. It's not working.
Okay. My idea is if I watch 3 good YouTube videos and 2 hours on a chipping practice screen at some point this week, that's all I need. And I'll be fine.
Why don't you report back on that one?
Try it out?
Yeah, try that out and report back.
A couple YouTube videos in a couple hours on the practice screen, and then I think I'll be good.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's a very skeptical we'll see. I could see it through that mustache. That's exactly what he means. It's skepticism. 803-0550 is the phone number. Greg Thompson, when we come back. What are the big storylines of training camp? Coleman, of course, is number one. The receivers in general. But what else? Cole Bishop, the rookies are reporting today, so we'll get a little bit of the scoop on what he thinks of the rookies. Greg Thompson when we come back. Chris Brown at 8:30 as well. So loaded hour coming up. Give 716 Day. Head over to give716.org. Coming up in 5 minutes, Bills preseason tickets sponsored by Wegmans. First 100 donors of $117.60 or more will receive Bills preseason tickets for this preseason. So go get them. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary, this is WGR.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress.
Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So he might have wanted like any of them. So
I'm curious. Do you know any of the? Did he? He didn't have Xavier Worthy on there.
I don't remember. I'd have to go back and see the clip. I do not remember. But sure, I think Allen would have had a say in it. Do you want him to have the whole say? Is a good question too. I don't know what the right answer is to that. I think he should have a part of the decision, just not the whole decision. He also said he wanted Kincaid last year. So, you know, you want to give Allen what he wants. Do you want to give him everything he wants? There are probably some things Allen needs that you just have to, you know, force upon him. Hey, like these quick passes, we're going to give you this type of player that you don't like this type of pass, but we're going to give you this quick hitter guy because we need to have a guy like that. I did something I've never done yesterday for the first time.
What you got?
I've done yoga before.
Oh.
Have you done yoga?
I have.
Have you ever done hot yoga?
I've never done hot yoga, no.
Hot yoga, I learned yesterday. I did it for the first time. It's literally just yoga in a 95-degree room.
Yeah, yeah. It does not really appeal to
like
me.
There's a fireplace in this room that is just on full blast. All the doors and windows are closed. And it's just regular yoga, like it's nothing crazy. You know, the poses, right, stances, whatever, are all the same. But
it's
you're sweating profusely because it's like a furnace in there. It's a furnace in there.
The heat is supposed to allow you to loosen up and stretch.
That's the theory.
Oh,
right?
So like it's like extra stretch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
I do think that was probably achieved. It was just, you know, you don't even focus on that because I'm just pouring sweat. Because, again, it's 95 degrees in this room. It's crazy. Crazy. Did that for the first time yesterday. I find it's helping my golf game a little bit. Getting more flexible.
Yes, it should.
It should, right?
It absolutely should, yeah.
Get more torque, get more rotation. I got a tournament later in the week. I got to be ready for it. I need to practice. You know what I need to do? How quickly can someone fix their chipping? Can I watch 3 YouTube videos?
I've been trying all summer. It's not working.
Okay. My idea is if I watch 3 good YouTube videos and 2 hours on a chipping practice green at some point this week, that's all I need. And I'll be fine.
Why don't you report back on that one?
Try it out?
Yeah, try that out and report back.
A couple YouTube videos and a couple hours on the practice green, and then I think I'll be good.
Yeah, we'll see.
That's a very skeptical we'll see. I could see it through that mustache. That's exactly what he means. It's skepticism. 803-0550 is the phone number. Greg Thompson, when we come back. What are the big storylines of training camp? Coleman, of course, is number one. The receivers in general. But what else? Cole Bishop, the rookies are reporting today, so we'll get a little bit of the scoop on what he thinks of the rookies. Greg Thompson when we come back. Chris Brown at 8:30 as well. So loaded hour coming up. Give 716 Day. Head over to give716.org. Coming up in 5 minutes, Bills preseason tickets sponsored by Wegmans. First 100 donors of $117.60 or more will receive Bills preseason tickets for this preseason. So go get them. Jody Biasi, Nate Geary. This is WGR.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Quarterback pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.